think I just want Demesne, actually. Demesne seems really good as village and plus buy. Maybe its renown is better. I don't know. Again, I still want Demesne. Or, sorry, Domain, as they said they've called it. I don't think that's... That doesn't feel right. It feels some Welsh... call it Domain.
All my summer players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Schtroumpf, and this is the episode for June 28th, 2024. The nail polish this week is yellow to go, the second time around. Congrats to Bienchen Eins and CR Lundy for their correct guess in the color quiz. Also, as you may have already seen on Discord, I'll be doing an interview with the one and only Zyrix, so please send me your questions. Ask away! Our A players are taking it a little slow at the moment. Defending champion Yurika Mome won their first match of the season against Tracer. Impressive match. There will be a couple of A matches over the weekend. Be sure to tune in for some top level play if you have the chance. Akuchi has won another match this week. Judging by the thumbnails of his videos, he's also going through the motions with his beard styles. It is summer, after all. I personally love the mustache look, Aku, if you're listening. He is now in the lead of his division with 71% wins in 4 matches. One last match to play against Triple Range Merge, and then the long wait for the others to maybe come for his spot, or at least try. Season 63 Sea Champion of Hearts Cat Stealer and Zomsraft tied their match in B2. Cyrusk remains at the top of the division. I don't think anything happened in C1 since we last talked. Play some games, friends! Oh, but wait, this is Knave's division. We heard Knave at the top of the episode. Let me tell you, I have been waiting patiently for him to upload this recording. I was like, I knew you said something fun about Domain that I need to clip for the podcast. And there it is. Also, huge congrats to Knave for finishing the Dominion card-shaped objects quiz on Jetpunk. He posed it as a question, but I think we can be very certain that he established the world record for naming all 787 items in 36 minutes and 32 seconds. I don't know if anyone else has even guessed all the things, let alone in this short time. I'm very impressed. Shout out to Knave the Muser. I think you can go back to your old username now. We are all so proud of you. Check out Knave's video, if only to look at the last 5 minutes or so. The ending was pretty fun. And I think we all echo ZW Lemon's comment who said, this is huge for the Dominion card memorization community. Congrats, my dude. C2 players finally deigned to play some matches. Gamesu played and won his matches against Apostolos Ruler and Zmobi. Apo then won his match against Derpa, who lost again against favorite mod Sharer, who also tied his match against Juniper Sona. Got all that? Gamesu and Sharer are in temporary lead. In C3, up-and-coming rookie Abesio played another 5-1 match, which means that they're still tied in first place for now. And in C4, Zandark won their match against Spiraler, Brian, and Count Mostula remain together in the lead. In D1, Mika-san won their matches against Ultimate Geek and Favorite Mod Singlety. The Ultimate Geek then won the remainder of their match against Madame M, and they won against Kehebo. Mika-san is in preliminary first with 67% in 3. Rough week for Tufte in D2, where he lost his matches against Birds of Siberia and Student, while favorite mod Seltrosa won her match against mod colleague AJL828. Student is at the top of the division for now. BeastBar29 is still at the top of D3 for now. NPMT20 BFACG won her match against Willpower264, who proceeded to tie their match against Scumpy. In D4, favorite mod A Libby1152 remains in the lead after a win against Fullwagon. I watched a part of this and had a fun little conversation with Breppert. It's a very, very friendly player. For now, no one in E1 seems to be able to catch up to iCall at the top. The Xstrata just played and won their third match. Very stable win ratio. For now, 67% in 3, still in the lead of E2. Duh Mark edges past Yikyak to the top of E3 after a clean sweep this week. Alex Kanga put in some work this week and remains at the top of E4 with a 75% win ratio. Schizolo is very comfortable in the lead of the best division, now with 67% wins in 4 matches. Stepmet maintains first rank in E6 after their second match, and Kotetsu 5102 High is now alone at the top of E7 but hasn't played any more matches yet. I have some results to shout out. First is a match result from E6. Barmenitan played 5-1 against Kriesta, and they said Dominion 2, no trashing. Then there was a match result from D2, where Birds of Siberia won 4-2 against Tufte, and they say, hopefully Slovenia wins the European Championship. Now, I have Googled some facts about this. I don't know how much they can tell you about the chances of Slovenia winning the European Championship, but here they are. They have played 3 matches so far. 1-0, drawn 3, lost 0. I know it's very surprising. They played 2... No, they scored 2 goals. They conceded 2 goals. They were in possession of a ball for 36.67% of the time. Their passing accuracy is 78.67%. They recovered 119 balls, which is an average of 39.67 per match. They won 19 tackles, which is an average of 6.34 per match. They had 1 clean sheet, whatever that may be, which is an average of 0.34 per match. And they had 9 saves, which is an average of 3 per match. They covered a distance of 339.58 kilometers. They received 6 yellow cards and 0 red cards. You're welcome. There was another match result comment from C2, where Gina Persona tied Scherer. And Gina Persona said, beware the province into gold pipeline. Which, yes, everyone should beware that specific. And there was a match result comment from J9 where Petrovic78 played 1-5 against Operator, and Petrovic says, well, Operator is alive, no doubt about that, lol. And finally, Duh Mark played 6-0 against Mama5 Knee3 and said, if we did this match over 100 times, it wouldn't have come out like this once. Alright, in the championship bracket of Corn Goats 2 E-Mix, Most Pleasant Conversationalist Breppard won their quarterfinal match against Alex Kanga and is now playing Derpa for semis. Meanwhile, Sounder and 2 Duffman battled it out last night in a tense 5-game match that Sounder took away, keeping their cool after Duff won games 2 and 3. In the upper consolation bracket, I gave Nizala a good fight in our quarterfinal. He will play Memorization Champion of Hearts, Knave the Muser, for semis. The Stealer of Cats won his quarter against Barmenitan and now patiently awaits the winner of the last quarterfinal match between favorite Macharer and Spheric 23. Shout out to the lower consolation bracket where everyone is on track, making our mods happy. My Castle and Tony Wilde will meet in the first semifinal. The Xstrategist and Tengobert will play in the second. Good luck and have fun, everyone! So for my personal week in games, remember how last week I was like, here's to winning a match at some point. Well, just kidding. I'm a loser, baby. The world is ending. I'm losing my apartment. I have to give back my Dominion membership card. I am the most terrible player in the whole wide web. My partner is going to end our relationship because it's too embarrassing. My teeth are falling out. All my plants died. I'm getting banned from the best karaoke place in the world. I'm just really bad at this game. I will demote and it will be the worst thing that ever happened to me. I will end this podcast because obviously I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's fine. This is fine. I'm fine.
Fine.
I almost beat Nizella for corn goods to eat though, so there's that.
Yay.
And with that, we have reached Spec Chat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. I would like us collectively as a society to tell men to smile. I was watching the Olympic Qualifier Part 2 in Budapest over the past weekend, which had high stakes for the athletes, obviously. Because of the structure of the qualifier event this year, the stakes were mostly resolved after the semifinal, with the exception of the male French athletes, because every country can only send two athletes per gender on a two-gender basis. Now, I'm sure I've talked about this on the pod before, but there are a couple of nations that are really, really strong in sport climbing with very deep rosters. There's Slovenia and Japan. But France is there too. And especially in the last 2 years, a handful of younger athletes have made their debut on the senior circuit. And there are three young French men who have exploded onto the scene, basically. And they fought for these two spots in the Olympics. And what a fight it was. And remember, the Olympics are in France. So this was truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them in their discipline. Anywho, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. Rest assured, it was a great fight. I'm a little sad about the person not making it in the end. Would have really loved it for them. But what I actually wanted to talk about was that I noticed how, very stereotypically, you could say, the younger male athletes didn't show a lot of emotion except for, you guessed it, anger. And I understand that when you're frustrated because you didn't top the route or maybe you didn't even reach a zone, meaning you didn't get any points on the board. I understand how that would make you angry. That's how I feel myself. And I'm not even participating in competitions. Like, can you imagine? But whenever someone did top a route, their expressions were also aggressive. They were screaming. They were hitting their chests. They didn't smile at all. And you do see that with the older athletes for sure. And just so you know, when I say younger and older, I mean late teens and 30 and above. So the older guys also get angry and frustrated when they don't get far on a route, but they smile a lot more when they do. And I like that. I think that's healthy. I think young men should smile more when they feel happy or relieved. That's what I want. Honorable mention here of Max Milne, one of the UK athletes who blew the audience a kiss when he topped one of the boulder routes in the qualification, which I thought was adorable, and I want more of that. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. Remember to send me your questions for Zyrix. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!